Why would an Emmy Award-winning actor choose network marketing? You want to hear today's episode.
Welcome to the MLM You Decide podcast.
We're your hosts, Janine Finney and Laura Evans.
Each week, we'll bring you conversations about the good and the misunderstood aspects of MLM, multi-level marketing, network marketing.
It's time to get informed because making a decision with only half the information could be the most expensive decision you make.
Let's dive into today's episode.
Thank you everyone for joining us today. I am so thrilled to bring this interview to you. This is a guy that I have the honor and privilege of working side by side. And that's how I got to know him and meet him. We are on the same, we're like-minded about the same mission and movement together. But he is not just like average Joe. He is pretty well known. He's an Emmy award-winning actor on a very popular show, General Hospital, where he's played a role off and on for many, many years. So you'll recognize him. And he's also finished Ironmans. He's owned gyms. He's been a fitness trainer. He's been a coach. A lot of people refer to him as a coach. He has his own podcast. He's just out there everywhere, bold and encouraging and inspiring people. And I just love that about him. When I think of him and when I introduce him, I just sort of have to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom.
Boom.
That's the way he starts off almost everything. He brings the energy. So you're going to love this conversation with the one and only Rial Andrews. Rial, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Champion. And wow. That was a great introduction. I think that might have been one of my best right there. I was like actually listening going, who is that guy? Wow. Okay, cool. So thank you for that. Yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you for joining us. So why don't you start out by telling us about how in the world you found out about network marketing and how'd you become a network marketer with all of that background?
Yeah, for sure. You know, for me, it was like for a lot of us, it really was accident, like completely. You know, I'm a fitness expert. I've owned four of my own gyms. And back in the day, you know, as a fitness expert, you're always looking for solutions for your clients to help them with their goals. I was at a fishing tournament. Actually, I was just fishing. I noticed I have the marks from my glasses. I just took my wife fishing today. I just actually barely got off the water right now because that's what I love to do. I fish. That's an interesting story. I'll go sideways really quick because I'm in the moment. I actually did a video today. Because this is the power of network marketing. And it's funny that this is, well, let me go back. I'll tell you and then I'll bring it full circle. So I love to fish and I was at a fishing tournament, the Bassmaster Classic in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'll never forget, I'm coming down the escalator like a little kid in the candy store, so excited to see all the latest tackle and all the new tackle. And my wife's like wanting to shut my credit cards down because she knows every time Rail goes to one of these things, he buys more tackle, like he needs more. Like, you're like, what do you need? You have everything already. And at the bottom of the escalator, there's a fitness booth. There's this guy and they have a booth set up like in the prime spot, give him that. But like, I never forget thinking in my head, I go, what an idiot. What an idiot, dude. Who would get a nutrition booth at a fishing show? I mean, like that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. So long story short, I ended up back in his booth 2 days later because I was running up and down the stairs in 150 degree heat in Berman. I was like, oh, man, that fitness booth. And I walked back over there and I was like, hey, do you guys have anything like Gatorade or something? Because I'm dehydrated. And I need to have you. Oh, do we got something for you, buddy? And I'm like, oh, my God, just give me the drink, dude. And so he gave me this drink. And by the time I got up to the hotel room, I was like ready to run more stairs. And I was like, what the heck is going on here, dude? And I called my wife and we were actually 2 days from a divorce. it's funny, right? This saved our marriage, right? But we didn't know it at the time. And so I called my wife at the time, and I said, I know, you know, we weren't really on good talking terms. And I said, look this thing up, dude. So she looked at this company, and the products are good. Anyways, what happened is I ended up getting the product. This was a Mississippi State Trooper. He actually got my attention later on, because as I was walking, he forgot that I was the same guy. And I'm coming by his booth. Can you imagine? I'm coming by his booth. He's got, actually, I have it right here. Oh my God. I have it, because I'm right. He had this big 5-pound fat, right? And as I'm coming by, he smacks it in my stomach. And I'm like a fitness guy. And he's like, do you know what that is, buddy? And I go, what? He goes, that's what's around your stomach right there. And I was like, so anyway, long story short is I got the product. I didn't know it was attached to this thing called network marketing. And of course, you know, he's kind of one of those guys that kind of gives us a little bit of a bad name. He's like just blowing me up about this business. And I'd was so irritated, man. And I could tell you funny things. Like I literally, we had conversations where I'd be like on the phone. I'd be like, yo, bro, if you call me one more time, dude, I'm going to come all the way down to Mississippi through this phone and kick your Mississippi butt. I swear to God, dude, don't bug me anymore about this business. And what happened was we started just sharing it with our clients. And next thing we know, we're making all this money. And then I called him and I said, what's this thing? Tell me about this business that you're talking about. And that was really my introduction to network marketing. As I said, we were 2 days from a divorce. It saved our marriage. But it's funny because as I was fishing today, I walked down the ramp today and I had an epiphany. I actually did a Facebook Live. I pulled up my camera because of doing network marketing. And because 9 years ago, because as you all know, what are you going to lay down? What sacrifices are you going to make? And for me at the time, it was fishing. My mentor said to me, Sidrail, if you want to fish wherever you want, with whomever you want, whenever you want, you need to put your fishing pole down and put your head down and go to work. And I did that for 9 years. And because of that, today, as a matter of fact, I'm walking down the ramp on one of the most popular lakes in California, and there's me, myself, and the lake. I have the whole lake to myself. And I did a video and I shared, you know, a bit of my journey. I said, this is the power of network marketing, because I get to go fishing where I want, whenever I want, with whomever I want. In fact, I'm taking my wife fishing today. In fact, I'm hiring a guide to take us fishing so I can just sit back and fish. I don't have to tie my lines. I don't have to do nothing. And it was kind of like, it was surreal because it had come to fruition, you know?
I love that story. And you're talking to a fisher person. I'm a fly fisher woman.
That's the only fishing I haven't done yet.
Really? Oh, you've got to try it. Oh my gosh, it's the best.
Well, the guide actually, it's funny you say that. Tell me what you think of this. The guide who took me fishing, we talked about this the last trip. I actually took our CEO, Laura, I took him fishing last week. He's going fishing tomorrow with the guy again, and then we're going again next week. But we talked, he said that, and I said, oh, fly fishing. He said, dude, don't do it. He said, don't do it. He said, fly fishing is for people that don't do golf. Okay. It's either going to cost you a lot of money or get you real frustrated. That's what he said. How's that?
It's true. It's true. There's a saying, the tug is a drug. And it's absolutely true. It's like you just forget everything else. You just get so absorbed in it. So you will love it. I hope you try it soon.
Well, we'll have to go fly fishing. You'll have to take me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Janine and her husband love fly fishing so much. They are in their RV now for a 7-month adventure where they just travel to the best places that they want to go to do fly fishing. Isn't that amazing?
And I bet it's because you do network marketing, you can do that.
Exactly. See, we can make a video about Network marketing together.
Wow. And isn't it funny, right? Think about it, right? Fishers of men. Yeah. Isn't that what we do?
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, hey, Rial, talk a little bit about network marketing compared to some of the other income streams that you have. And I particularly was struck by what we went through in this past year of 2020 mm-hmm. and some of the different income streams that you have, you know, people would have thought had some stability to them. But, you know, it rocked the world with everything that we went through with the pandemic. And you were able to still have an income stream that not only was profitable, but was flourishing and was growing. Talk a little bit about that in contrast to what else you do as an actor, having been a business owner, a fitness trainer. How does that like show? How do you see that?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I see that crystal clear. You know, a couple things, you know. So first and foremost, I get that question all the time, champions. Why in the world would you do network marketing? And you're an Emmy award-winning actor. You're actually a working actor. You're on the show. Well, I'll tell you, there's four reasons why I'll tell you. And then I'll talk about specifically what happened in this past year. Number one is I've been fired. Okay. I was actually fired. I just booked a new show, a new series. We bought a house because of that. We bought matching Ford Explorers, hitting gun compartments. The whole deal was living the vida loca. And Christmas Eve, I got a phone call from my lawyer. I got fired on Christmas Eve. We already had a taste of network marketing, right? But at that moment, I realized that to corporate America, they don't give a rat's you know what about us, because they could have waited till January 5th. They didn't have to fire me freaking Christmas Eve. Let's just keep it real, right? Because you can imagine what my Christmas was like, right? It wasn't a lot of fun, right? So immediately at that moment, I knew where I stood in corporate America and those other worlds. And I made a decision that time because I was having a taste of network marketing. And I knew, I said, nobody's ever going to fire me in network marketing. The only person who can fire me is myself, right? So that's number one. Number two, as much as I love being on General Hospital, and I love it, dude, it's the best gig in town. I am so blessed as an actor. I really can hardly wait to get my next script and go to work and all that. But I'm not changing anybody's life except mine, all right? I'm not leaving a legacy. It's like what my grandkids, oh, great-grandpa, tell me another story about when you were Lieutenant Taggart. Oh, well, that's real cool, right? Oh, so I wanted to leave a legacy. I want to make a difference. And so that's number two. You know, number three, it's leverage, okay? And what I mean by that, as much as I love acting, okay, as a fitness expert, as much as I love being a fitness expert, you know, when you have a J-O-B at a certain point or time, like certainly for us as fitness professionals, you know, when you and your wife own the gym really owns you. You may think you have your own job, but I'm at the gym at 3:30 in the morning till like, you know, 8, 9 at night. And there's only one of me. There's only one of my wife. So there comes a point a lot of times for us that passion that you had doesn't turn into be a passion so much anymore. When you have to do something, there's a big difference between doing something that you want to rather than because you have to. Once again, that's the power of network marketing. I see it in my acting. I mean, just 3 weeks ago, I got offered an amazing part per se in terms of who it was with and the producers, but the content was not in alignment with who I am at this point in my life. It was a lot of money. I was able to just say no. Now, there's a lot of jobs I took coming up as an actor before network marketing that I said yes to that I wish I didn't. Okay. So that's leverage, you know. And the fourth and most important thing for me is, you know, I unfortunately, because that's unfortunate, it's weird, but the people you care most about, of course, are those the ones you want to share with and save through network marketing when you see the power of it. And unfortunately, they're the ones that, don't really listen. And that being my dad was a fitness expert as well. And of course I tried to talk to him a lot about incorporating in it. And as do most fitness experts, hello, if you're listening out there to this, put your ego aside and step up and face reality, guys. listen to somebody who knows. Stop the ego. It's going to mess you up. Okay. As most business experts have too big of an ego to think past the moment, right? My dad was the same. And unfortunately, you know, my dad was a real hard worker. He saved a lot of money. He bought his mom and him a nice house. He had it all planned out, like a lot of fitness experts and other people think they do. But what he didn't plan it was at 62, he got Parkinson's. And eventually he couldn't train anymore. Had to end up using his savings, had to end up selling his house. Him and mom died a $50 cab ride away from each other. And I used to sit in his hospital bed all the time, dude. And I used to just, you know, I just used to, you know, that's a challenging thing for me because I think sometimes I think I didn't try hard enough because I used to think, what if my dad's been life been different? And we all know it would have been hugely different. He could have died in his own house. He could have hired help to come in and all of that. And that's one of the big things that drives me is because I'm not going out like that. You know, me and my wife will grow old in our house together. People don't think of things like long-term care. It's like $500 a day. The average person has $2,500 to $5,000 in their bank account. Do the math. Do the math. Where do you think homeless people come from? When you can't pay the bills anymore, you're going to be out on the street. And that's, you know, the four reasons. And then, Laura, you asked me like specifically, you're right, man. When this pandemic thing went down, you know, it affected me two ways. But because of network marketing, I was not only okay, I was great. You know, number one, you know, when in March, over a year ago, when this all went down, everybody in the studio who had contracts, their contracts got stopped right now. So they're all out of an income because they're not have a plan B. But guess what? I had a plan B. It's actually my plan A now, right? Twice I false positive tested for COVID. And in the acting world, you false positive, you still got to get quarantined for 14 days. The show's got to get on. We all have doubles. I get replaced. That's a lot of income that I lost. But once again, it's my secondary income. So that's kind of a little bit of my 411 about the power of network marketing during life and during this serious time when people are getting furloughed and let go. And it's a crazy world we live in right now. And if you're not in control of your own destiny, in my opinion, you're not being very smart.
Well, you bring up so many important things. My gosh, I experienced the home care for my mom, and it was $20,000 a month in cash. And you know, people don't think about those kinds of things. We kind of stick our head in the sand, and we don't want to think about the things that we should be thinking about. So thank you so much for talking about all of those things. What do you run into as the biggest misconception about our business and what, you know, being in network marketing?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question, Jimmy. Okay. Is because it's twofold. So let me answer it to you this way. What members on my team run into the most, because I really don't run into it. And you know, you get what I'm saying, because I'm so proud of network marketing. I'm so, you know, fired up, and my bulletproof shield is invincible, that I don't really attract that. So I get that very seldom, any kind of negativity, just to be full transparency. But being the leader of a seven-figure business and building another six-figure and building another one right now, of course, I have team members. And so what they get a lot, because they are attracting it, by the way, because they're not, if we're going to be full transparent, right? You tell me if I'm wrong. They're attracting it because they're not really believing in what they're doing themselves. That's the problem. So I love this podcast because they need to listen to this podcast and stop dragging their feet and know that they have their hands on the most powerful, amazing opportunity in the world. Be very proud of it. Okay. But to answer your question, oh, is it one of those things? This is an MLM. Yeah, it is. And it is one of those things. So you better hurry up and join it, dude. Quick. Okay. It's a pyramid. Okay. Well, let's talk about that one, dude. Do you go to church? It's a pyramid. Do you go to the Girl Guides? Is your kids in Girl Guides? Your Boy Scouts? It's a pyramid. Oh, let me ask you something. I'm sorry. Do you work in corporate America? Oh, so you're part of a pyramid. Well, guess what? I'm not, because I can make more than the person that introduced me to this. It's not a pyramid. Okay. So, you know, people are misinformed and they catch on to these things and they latch onto these things. And, you know, it's like, so that's the biggest misconception probably. Is it one of those things? Is it a pyramid? And I say, it is one of those things, dude. You better join quick. Get with the person who talked to you about this, like, quick, because you don't want to miss, right?
Exactly. So. I love that. So, what do you think it takes to be successful in this business?
Show up and take action, be coachable, and be consistent.
Yep. Easy to say.
It is easy to say, but isn't it? I know you guys experience it because me and Laura talk all the time. It's baffling to me that people struggle with it. It truly is. But my job as an influencer, as a leader, I believe I'm called. We all have different positions in this amazing opportunity. I spend many, 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 many hours in prayer and quiet time and just trying to think and figure out ways to help people to be able to do it, you know, because it really, it's not that hard, really. I mean, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. It's hard work, but it's worth the hard work. But people get in their way, dude, with it's like, if you really think about it, it's like, unfortunately, we live in a world where it's like, see, here's the problem, I think. The problem, I think, is that it truly is, in my opinion, the only opportunity that I know of right now that you can really, really build an amazing lifestyle, really build a legacy for your family, really make a difference and leave a legacy long after you control your destiny, you know, after putting the rod down for 9 years or whatever that is for you. Yes, you can do what you want, when you want, wherever you want, with whomever you want. Not when you first start. Hello, new network marketers. Because that's like, wow, well, I'm doing network marketing now, so I get to do what I want, when I want, wherever I want. No, you got to pay the price first, and then you can do that. I think the problem is because people can build such extraordinary lives with network marketing, and they're being introduced to it by people like yourself, Janine, Laura, me. They want what we have, but they don't want to do the work. They say, it's not one of those get rich quick schemes, is it? No, it's not. But that's what they're wanting. That's what they want, right? They think, oh, let me go invest my, like, what? The average company, you can get your business starting pack for around $1,000, have the potential to make a 6, 7, 8 figure. I've had people on my podcast, like, our 9 figure. I had 1 10 figure income earner. Okay, so it's possible, you know, and they want to, I mean, like, it's, excuse the expression, but it's asinine, dude. It's like, I'm going to give this 30 days, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to get my money back. Does it have a 30-day, like, they want to know if it has a guarantee, and I want to tell people, have you asked yourself for a guarantee? You should ask yourself for a 90-day money-back guarantee. You should ask yourself when you don't get up and go to work, when you don't do your DMO, when you don't go to the gym, when you don't. Like, you're in health and wellness, dude, and you're eating at Mickey D's with a big gulp, and you're wondering why people aren't following you. Yeah, it's insane to me. So, you know, it's just like people, if here's what I'll say to this. Here's what I say, and you tell me what you think. This is what I say about network marketing. if you can do these five things, find a product that works, okay, it's good. Find a company that has a great comp plan, has a great vehicle to get this product to your avatar, your customers, whatever that is. Has a great community that you can jive with, and most importantly, something that you are passionate about. If you have all five of those things and you don't quit on yourself, you cannot fail in network marketing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it really comes back to mindset. You know, it comes back to, you know, nothing else in life happens that easily, whether it's a relationship, a marriage. You go to school for years and get an education before you go out and get a job and you've got all this debt. I'm sure being an actor, you didn't just walk onto the first set and start getting an Emmy award winning role, right? You had to put some effort in, but you believed in yourself even when others didn't believe in you. And I think that's the gap I see for so many people that I work with. And that's what I hope, you know, we help raise their confidence about the quality of people that are involved in this industry and in this business and this profession, and that it is legal. It's legitimate. It is a profession. It's something to be proud of, and that you deserve it. You deserve to be successful in it. And when you put in the work, you'll see the rewards. I couldn't agree more with what you said, with what you shared.
Yeah, it's so true. And I know you both feel the same. And I know that's why you're doing this podcast. It's challenging because we all know this is the best chance for an ordinary person, for an average person. I grew up on the other side of the tracks. I ran barefoot till I was grade 7 because my mom couldn't afford to buy me track spikes. My mom had 4 jobs. She took me to her job as a bank teller and put me under the, you know what I mean? I grew up, which is now a luxury, but I grew up eating macaroni, Kraft macaroni and cheese, Spam, which I love today, by the way. It freaks my wife out. But that's what I grew up on, dude. I grew up on that stuff. You know, I remember, you know, times going to the dollar store and buying hot dogs and cutting them into pieces of 5 to feed our family. I remember my wife texting me on a Friday saying, "We got $5 till Monday. Gas, food, fun. That's it." So, and I didn't go to college. I don't speak eloquently, and I don't care to. You know, I don't have no letters behind my name. You know, where else in America, in the world, can you, like, in my first company, the big A, and you know who you are. I don't know what it was about that company. It was weird, but it just attracted a certain kind of people. And I do not mean this disrespectful at all. I have the highest respect for them. A lot of them are my best friends. But in that company specific, and I've never seen it again at that level like this, but it happens so much that they actually did a training from stage. If you can be dumb, you can be a millionaire. Because, I mean, there were so many backwater, illiterate rednecks joining that company and making 7 figures. And here's why. I'll tell you why. I figured it out. I'll tell you why. And like I said, they're all my friends. And I remember the first time me and my wife were at our first incentive we earned. We're in Hawaii. And the two new rising stars in the company were up there, and they were on stage, and they were talking. And I'm sitting there going, "Honey, are they talking English? What the heck are they saying?" I said, I couldn't understand a word they were saying. And I remember looking at my wife, and I said, "Good God, if they can make $1 million with this, I'm about to blow this up." And the reason it is because they don't get in their way. I remember my friend telling me his story. He was a welder, this one champion. He was a welder of generations of generations of generations of welders. Okay. All the way back. That was him. and that was his future. His wife couldn't hear. She needed a hearing aid. He never saw his son because he was working all the time. He just wanted to be Superman for his family. That's all he wanted to be. And this guy came over to his house one day, shared network marketing with him. And he saw that he could make a couple hundred dollars. For real. He lived in a shack in the backwater of Mississippi. And that was his life. He was never going to get out of it. And this guy told him this story about how he could help him and how he could get him out of here and how he could make some money. And he looked at him and he said in this accent, what, because he could barely talk. He had a stutter. He said, what do I have to do? And he said, just put everybody you know in front of me. And that's what he did. He became a multimillionaire. I'll never forget the day on stage. He walked on stage with his welding mask in a Superman suit with his son and his wife and her new hearing aids. And he said, I will never weld again and I will never miss another moment of my kid's life.
That is the power of this business. Yeah. That is the power. And that's what I fell in love with too, was that an everyday average person, you know, it's the most equal opportunity that there is out there. It doesn't matter what your background or what your experience or what your education is. If you're willing to put in the work, if you work the program will pay you and it will reward you. Not if you don't work. It's not work marketing. It's network marketing. Network. Right? so
that one
is very important. So hey, just as we wrap up, Rial, tell us what is something that you're loving these days. Like, what is something that's making your life easier? Maybe it's a gadget or an app or something. What's making your life easier that you love and you'd like everybody to know about?
You know, honestly, Clubhouse has been a game changer for me. Mm-hmm. Honestly. It's like April, which is this April, you know, this is my new board for May. But me personally, our company just did all kind of crazy stuff as well. But me personally, my team and my whole organization was up almost 900% in 1 month. Now, yes, we did launch a new cool product and all of that, but I have a new coach I met in Clubhouse. I have new friends that I've met. I've got little nuggets here and here and here and here that I've added. I mean, I've made friends with, like, you know, people like, you know, if you're listening to this, Lisa Grossman, you know, Angel Fletcher, you know, Todd Vacconi, you know, these are OGs. These are 8-9-figure income earners. And it's been a blessing to be able to listen and learn, because I'm a very dude. And this is a lesson for everybody. Like, because I take action. Like, I listen to this podcast and I find that I take action now. You know what I'm talking about? I'll be on a corporate call and they're sharing something that somebody in the company is doing is working. I'm screenshotting it. I'm posting it right now while they're talking about it. You know, that's just how I roll. And because of that, I've had these successes. And I'll share this. Somebody said this in my room once. And think about this, champions. Think about this, Laura, Janine. Think about this. Because I know you've both been on Clubhouse. So not to name drop, but just to give you, just think about this. So on a daily basis in my room, like I said, Angel Fletcher, Lisa Grossman, Jesse Bossy Lee, Todd Vacconi, you know, like just like rock stars in our industry are in my room or other rooms. So, and they're sharing knowledge. So if you think about this and you think about this quote, you will be the sum of the five books and the five people you surround yourself. Are you kidding me right now? Because of Clubhouse, you have the opportunity to surround yourself with those kind of rock stars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. That is cool. And yes, it is amazing to be on there. A lot of great topics. And also, you know, I just love the fact that in a time where there's a lack of community, that there's this audio community that exists. Mm-hmm. It's filled a space that we really needed at this mm-hmm. specific time and place. Mm-hmm. So it's awesome. It's awesome. And I love the Sunday night room that you lead too. I think that's amazing that you're
well, I'm in it. It's actually Dr. Doug and his wife Jody's, but yeah, I am part of it. But yeah, that's pretty okay. cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Yes. So speaking of that, one of the things I love most about this profession is that I find that for the most part, everyone that I'm aware of that's successful has a reason, a mission, a cause, a charity, a something that drives them that they give back to. And I love it that we can generate and be generous with it, and that money can do great things, and that it's not a bad word, and it's not evil to earn money or to create systems that generate money, because it's through that vehicle that we can do really great things. So tell me, what are the type of things that you're giving back to and that have special meaning for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's such a great question, and my dogs, I apologize, Diamond, quiet, you know, because, well, I have several now because of, and it will continue to grow where, and that's the power of network marketing. Like you said, you know, you want to be able to, that's something that me and my wife witnessed in our first company. Some of the leaders at that time had shared and painted vision for us, just being able to write a check whenever you want for whatever amount you want. That's the kind of legacy that I want to build. So right now I do small parts with bullying, addiction, mental wellness, because I'm blessed with bipolar manic too. I'm very passionate about depression, suicide, human trafficking, cancer, because I'm a cancer survivor, and most recently alopecia. You know, so those are some of the things that I give back to, and I use my platform and legacy to make a difference with. And you know, it's interesting, Laura, actually. I'm really excited. I just came up with, I've been throwing this around for a while, but I just really came up for it. Like the team that God has blessed me with right now on my network marketing team is really, really special. I call them hashtag the best team ever because they are for me. But what they really are is we're hashtag misfits. And I love it because we're all misfits. Like, it's like we talked about earlier, you know, it's like we're a bunch of misfits, dude. Like, these people are like, we all have our challenges. And those challenges are becoming our gifts. And those gifts are ways that we're able to give back, you know, to the other misfits that would never see anything other than being a misfit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Well, I love that too. I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time today and for the valuable insight that you shared. Is there anything else that you want to share in closing?
You know, all I say is this, champions, is you're important, you matter, and you can do whatever you want to. And, you know, I'll believe in you till you believe in yourself, and just show up, man. Just take action. Here's how I know that network marketing is. This was a major confirmation for me. I was sitting in church and I already knew that I was in the best place in the world with network marketing. But I literally this day, I almost jumped out of my chair and started cheering more than ever because my pastor gets up on stage. Now, he wasn't talking to me, but maybe he was talking to me. But he was like, he was fired up, dude. He was like really fired up. He was like, he was on our congregation for, I don't even know what it was, but he gets up and he says this. He says, Jesus doesn't need no more preachers. He says, he needs you all to get up, to step up, to show up, take action, and share your story. Somebody needs to hear it. And I was like, yes, that's what we do in network marketing. We share our story. And I was so excited. I go, that's me. That's me. So get up and share your story, man.
That is wonderful. Thank you, Rial. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. We hope you gained some clarity from today's show. If you did, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues.
Because when you share it and drop a review, it helps other people find us and helps us get this message out. Please join us each week to hear from people who are in the trenches and have their own personal experience with this business. And if you'd like to learn more about this topic, subscribe to our show and visit our website. We'd also like to recommend two books co-authored by Janine Finney and her daughter, Lori Merhead, The Flip Flop CEO and Does the Shoe Fit? The Guide to Help You Decide.
We invite you to join our Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn communities as well.
Be sure to tune in to our next episode, because making a decision with only half the information could be the most expensive mistake you can make.